Hello and welcome to Money Control's Coronavirus Essential podcast. We have been in a lockdown for almost a month and you have been listening to me get all the updates from India and abroad. But today we'll be seeing the lifting of lockdown from India in stages. So I'll get you updates on that. Let's start with the updates from India. Today is the 27th day of India's nationwide lockdown, which has been extended till May 3rd. Confirmed COVID-19 cases in India now stands at 17,265. And if we talk about the death toll from the outbreak, it stands at 543. So far, 2,546 people have been cured and we are seeing the recovery rate of 14.75% as per the health ministry. But if we talk about the number of fresh cases in the past 24 hours, it is over 1,550 cases and state-wise, Maharashtra, Delhi and Gujarat have reported the highest number of cases. But from today, that is April 20th, a lot of restrictions have been eased in non-hotspot areas of the country. But we'll come to that later. But the doubling rate of the infection has now been moved up to 7.5 days, which is good news. And 80% of the patients have no to mild symptoms is what the health ministry has informed us today. And also another update over the weekend that came from the aviation minister that the flight restrictions will be in place till we are sure that the spread of the virus has been contained. This news came in after we heard that Air India has started taking bookings for domestic travel to few places after May 3rd and to international travel from 1st June. So that won't happen right away. The government has also stopped the sale of non-essentials through e-commerce website is also the update that came over the weekend. Let's come to state-wise updates. A lockdown in Telangana has been extended till May 7th. 14 new COVID-19 cases are reported from Kashmir. So now the total number of cases in the state stand at 368. 55 from Jammu and 313 from Kashmir. So in the presser today, the Joint Secretary of the Health Ministry, Lav Agarwal, has said that Mahi in Puducherry, Kadagu in Karnataka and Pauri Garhwal in Uttarakhand has not reported any COVID-19 cases in the past 28 days and the number of districts where no case have been reported in the past 14 days have also now been increased to 59. Now, as we know, Goa is now COVID-19 free, where all the patients who were previously infected have now recovered and have been discharged from the hospital. But the other update that has come is that the Union Home Ministry has written to the Kerala government yesterday and they have expressed concerns over the state's modified guidelines regarding the lockdown. Kerala has allowed some activities that violate the ministry's instructions under the Disaster Management Act. So let me just tell you that under the Epidemic Act, the states get more freedom to decide, about the rules that will be in place in the state. But under the Disaster Management Act, the Home Ministry has now asked the states and UTs, the chief secretaries, that, you know, the guidelines shall not be according to the states. They need to be followed as per the Disaster Management Act 2005 and strictly should be enforced as per the central guidelines. The Assam government today has deposited rupees 2,000 each to almost the bank account of 86,000 people who are stranded in different states because of the extension in the lockdown. If we talk about Rajasthan, the positive number of cases now stand at 1,535 and the death toll at 25. You might remember that we spoke about the pizza delivery boy in South Delhi who had been previously tested positive and around 73 families were quarantined. Now the close high-risk contacts of that delivery person have now been tested negative. Coming to Maharashtra, CM Uddhav Thackeray has said no one should think that the lockdown has been lifted. So basically, he said that, we are trying to revolve the wheel of economy a little bit. And although the restrictions have been eased for some of the economic activities in the less affected areas, it doesn't apply to hotspots, but these less affected areas, Most of the measures will ease pressure in farming and manufacturing sectors. But if we talk about reports and the business optimism in quarter two, it has now fallen to the record low, worse than 2009 financial crisis if we compare it as per reports. And if we talk about the overall, the hotspots in the country, now the center has now constituted 6 interministerial central teams to make on-spot assessment of the COVID-19 situation and issue, necessary directions to 4 states. So basically, we know Maharashtra and Madhya Pradesh, Rajasthan and West Bengal, they will have to be redressed. The team that is now is being constituted will submit the report to the central government as per the Union Home Ministry. And the Home Ministry has also said the situation is especially more serious in Mumbai, Pune, Kolkata, Jaipur, Indore. So from these states, there are identified hotspot districts as well. If we talk about Madhya Pradesh, especially 3 more persons have died of the novel coronavirus in the past 24 hours. So now 52 people have died in Indore so far and 71 patients have recovered. But the data is showing that the death rate in Indore is at 5.8%. That is higher than the national average. And the district has recorded over 897, almost 900 positive cases so far. So that was what were the latest updates from the Indian front. Now moving on to the global updates. We know that globally there are over 24 lakh confirmed cases or 2.4 million. The US deaths have passed 40,000, which is the worst impacted country. At least 1.65 lakh people have died so far globally. And as I said, US remains the worst affected, followed by Spain, Italy, France, Germany and UK. UK has more than 1,21,000 cases and 16,000 deaths. China has responded to India's FDI rules. It said that the FDI rules violate the World Trade Organization's principles. Basically, on Saturday, India has stepped up the scrutiny of investments from companies from neighboring countries and, takeovers by China's and also takeover by China during the coronavirus pandemic. So in order to keep all that in check, India had raised its FDI norms, to which China doesn't look very happy about. We also previously spoke about Remdesivir, the Gilead drug that has shown promising results against COVID-19. But more trials are needed is what the scientists have said. If you talk about Turkey, the number of confirmed coronavirus cases have now crossed 86,000. It is the country with the highest number of confirmed cases outside of Europe and United States. So it might be looking like a new epicenter outside these two continents. Russia has reported 4,268 new cases in the past 24 hours, which took the number of confirmed cases in the country to 47,121. If you talk about some of the neighbors, Afghanistan has almost 1,000 cases, Bangladesh almost 3,000, Nepal has around 31 cases, Pakistan almost 8,700 cases, and Sri Lanka around 300 cases so far. These are reported cases. And Hong Kong has recorded 0 new coronavirus cases. If you talk about its journey from March and although the international reports are suggesting that the authorities are still keeping all the precautions in place, maintaining strict hygiene and social distancing practices and avoiding unnecessary travels to avoid a second wave. Let's talk about Spain. The confirmed COVID-19 cases have surpassed 2 lakh, but they have registered a sharp drop in the daily death toll. The country has reported 410 deaths in the past 24 hours, and the total number of death, the death toll of the country stands at 20,453, almost the infections touching 2 lakh. Bangladesh has shut down its villages after 10 of thousands of people have attended a cleric's funeral.
Let's come to South Korea, whose model has gained much appreciation globally. They are ready to go back to work and shopping malls and parks and golf courses and some restaurants are also relaxing the strict rules that were in place amid the pandemic. But it is only a downward trend that the country has reported. So they might keep some of the restrictions in place and might remove them phase by phase. But we still have to see how South Korea. So South Koreans are also ready to return to work and malls and some of the restaurants, as the country might be relaxing some of the social distancing rules amid the downward trend in reported cases. Let's talk about New Zealand. It also plans to ease restrictions in the coming week. Germany will ease restrictions on Monday. Italy records the lowest death toll in a week. The deaths that were recorded were around 433. Iran will also extend the leave for prisoners by one more month. Let's come to the epicenter of the very pandemic. China has reported just 12 new infections. There were also 9 new asymptomatic cases that were reported today. Also, there were reports of the outbreak originating from the Wuhan lab, but it is still as per reports and some speculation. But the Wuhan lab has denied the spread from its facility. So these were the latest global updates.
All right, now moving on to some of the interesting articles on the Money Control website. The first one is about why it is important to learn about safe money transactions while buying essentials and how to make that happen, basically, because customers right now are in a situation where, you know, the fraudsters can play on the anxiety of people. So customers need to be vigilant against these online frauds, which have seen an increase in the recent past. So Sujay Vasudevan writes that we are living in uncharted times. And because of the convenience that online ordering offers, there is also an increased risk right now. And he will tell us why and how to make this money transaction safe online. Another interesting report is about how the rich reacted to the bubonic plague has eerie similarities to today's pandemic. So basically, the wealthy workers remotely flee to resorts and their second homes, but the urban poor are packed in small apartments and compelled to keep showing up to work, especially in areas where, you know, real estate is very expensive and there are cramped spaces for, you know, these urban poor, where social distancing is almost not possible. So there is an interesting take about the similarities. Apart from that, the financial and the economic aspect of COVID-19 impact, bumpy road ahead for Indian economy and global financial markets, writes one of the Money Control contributor. So you might want to look at that as well. And generally at this point, I would remind you about the Money Control Isolation Planner. But if you already looked that up, you would be already using it because it has music, food, exercises, and everything curated specially for you. So do check the Money Control Daily Isolation Planner. And some good news before we wrap up today. Money Control Pro, which is India's fastest growing financial subscription service, has now turned a year old. So it's a happy birthday for Money Control Pro. It has been providing actionable investment ideas, exclusive analysis, curated market data, all these in an ad-free experience. And if you have already been using that, you would know. But now you can subscribe to MC Pro at a special offer price of just ₹1 a day. So special lockdown offer for you. While you are at it, look out for the benefits worth ₹20,000 available only for the Pro users. So don't miss it out. It's a one-time opportunity. So log on to the Money Control website and app to find out more. Remember, the offer is valid from 21st April to 7th May only. So with that, we are wrapping up today. But for all feedbacks and suggestions, do write to us at mcpodcast@nw18.com. Thanks for tuning in today.